made it at home? Would you have a different term for the kind of bread that you made it at home as opposed to the kind that you buy in the store?
Well, the store was baker's bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to the store before I moved up here and get a loaf of bread for a nickel.
Hmm.
It was like white bread in a wax paper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think it was for a nickel.
Gotcha.
Huh. Back in the, before 1925, mm-hmm. or sometime.
Mm-hmm.
It was Savannah, but it was some of the same old line bakers are still making it, like Bart's and Holtz.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the same names.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
what about fried? Was there any kind of fried bread, donuts, or any kind of? They make those here. What would they call them?
Marvels. It's kind of a sweet bread. They put him in a deep fat and fry it until it was brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like you take a square of it, maybe make two rakes through it, and when it fried, it'd be like three fingers, and the ends would join together. That was a marvel. Or they could make knee cakes.
What's that?
Well, it was kind of the same thing, but it was fried. But it had a dimple in it, and they said it made them over the knee. It would do that naturally. But it was called knee cakes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't tell you about the pies just now. He said some woman was really known for her pies, had such a fancy outside on them. She had a cutter, you know, you'd roll around when they put the baking powder.
Right,
And they said she'd done it with her false teeth.
Okay. So, how about batter, something you make out of batter, like for breakfast?
Like waffles.
Yeah, did you make those? Or?
I have seen make egg bread. Fried.
Huh.
Fried like fried bread, big egg batter.
Uh-huh.
Soak the side of the bread in this side and put it in a pan of hot fat. Well, it was good. Oh, you eat that with syrup. Egg bread.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
That's a kind of a fried bread, but
right.
Now what you're talking about, I don't know. What do you call it? What would it be?
What about some kind of pancakes or something like that?
Well, I've got the old waffle iron. I used to make waffles on the stove.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Turn it over.
You made them with the... they have little squares in them like waffles.
It was something you turn it over on top of the stove.
Right, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Get into it either side when it got done, when you put both sides of it.
Yeah.
You know, it was flippable.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. And what about the kind that you just flip with the spatula or something?
I've seen them make tater cakes like that.
Potato cakes, uh-huh.
With Irish potato.
Uh-huh.
Fry them if you had extra Irish potato, kind of mash it. Big tater cakes.
But not just, you wouldn't make just plain like pancakes or flapjacks or something.
We eat a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I told you, the old homemade bread, lots of the time for breakfast, if you had a cold, dried bread, they'd put it over a pot of water and steam it.
Huh.
And it would soften it up.
Uh-huh.
Eat that.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, all the time I went to school, that was what we had.
Put butter on it? Jam or something?
Jam sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of sausage to put in 2 pieces.
Yeah. What would you call it if you, like, came home in the afternoon and had a little something to eat? Not meal time, but...
I know what you mean. Usually you get something.
Mm-hmm.